producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen, good day program. Jennifer Horn is going to join us from Czechoslovakia or Mesopotamia or Monrovia or who knows, maybe she's in Madagascar today. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. We'll also be joined in this hour by Dr. Christian Conti, who is a professor at the University of Nevada. And as a professional counselor, he's certified in understanding the psychology of people who do what this guy did in New Mexico yesterday, shooting that four-year-old girl on Interstate 40. So we'll dig into that, as distasteful as it is going to be, in a few moments. The Star Wars trailer has lit up the social media world. There were 17,000 tweets in a minute.
Wow.
After the promo aired in Monday Night Football. So millions of tweets since then. We are having that experience here. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What are some of the more recent items of interest that people are saying about the Star Wars trailer? Did they get their tickets and all of that mayhem, Kenny?
Howard says, so far I have watched the trailer 20 times, and I'm still tearing up a little about it.
Get a life, pal. Good God. 20 times?
Woo. Wow. Yeah.
I've only seen what we posted at DougStephan.com, which was, what was that, yesterday or the day before? That was Tuesday, wasn't it?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think I've watched it twice, once when it first came out, and then I watched it with Lisa.
Wow. And she liked it? You liked it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
Gene says, I've been a huge fan ever since the first movie, and I have brought up my kids on Star Wars. I cannot wait. However, I am not a football fan, and I only tuned in during halftime so I could watch that trailer.
Now, how many people do you think did that? How many people had that experience? They don't watch football, but they wanted to see that trailer. It must have been a huge rating jump for Monday Night Football.
They said that there were at least 2 million more viewers Monday night than usually on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Okay, so that tells you the story right there. What else have you got?
Vince says, there's no way I'm fighting the crowds for the first week of release. I'll patiently wait a couple weeks after it comes out and all the hype dies down.
Right. Well, there's hype on top of hype on top of hype. You've got to expect that. And Disney's very good at creating that sort of thing. Anyway, look at the anticipation now built up around all of this. Whew. Nothing but cash. All right, what else?
Chris says, I haven't seen any of the Star Wars movies, but I will be going to see this one.
Hmm. Meredith, the lady in my life, hasn't seen any of them either. I'm hoping to bring her to see this one, and maybe somehow or other find, you can go to Amazon, I'm sure, or Netflix and find some of the old ones, right? Can't you go to some of those subscription-based TV? Huh? I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Corbin says, people are saying this movie is going to shatter box office records. It's already shattering records.
Of course it is. Well, there's a whole new generation. I mean, think about it. 1977, when the first one came out, it was just right for people. I was in my 20s then, and it was kind of a, oh, wow, this is cool. When the second one came out, my son, who was only, I don't know, six or seven at the time. I forget when I was. Did I show him, bring him to the second one or the third one? I don't remember. But I know he was fairly young, and he got onto it. We had stormtroopers all over the house. We had all kinds of things. Chewbacca everywhere. By the way, did you notice that Chewbacca doesn't look any older, even though Harrison Ford does?
Yeah, sure, he looks good. But
yeah. Must be using that good cream that we talk about from Genucel on his eyes. Good. All right, what else?
One more. Curtis says, so excited I was able to get tickets. I cannot wait. And it's in all caps.
Sweet. Okay. Good. Keep them coming. Any comments you have about anything that's going on in the world, we're happy to share them with the people who are sharing with us. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day. The fate of El Chapo. Joaquin Guzman, who apparently is still out of reach, but police have managed to grab his brother-in-law and a couple of others who involved in his recent escape. When he got out of the slammer, he fell down into a tunnel or off of a cliff or something, and he broke his leg. Is that this, I think that's the story, right?
And, I think so.
Yeah.
I thought I read that.
Yeah. He's a pretty slippery guy. Police call him Shorty. He's apparently not very tall. What is he, 5'4", 5'5", something like that? And he's maybe because he's smaller, he escapes more easily. Fits into those tunnels much easier because he's smaller. Anyway, that's the latest on him. Why doesn't somebody just shoot him? You know, maybe it's a little crass, a little crude, but what else are you going to do with a guy like that? Just shoot him. Get him out of the way. Meanwhile, the drug business is flourishing in Arizona. A couple in Nogales called the police yesterday, discovered a bundle of marijuana had crashed through the roof of their carport. Can you see these pictures? Caranga! Here comes today's marijuana. The bundles being carried by, listen to this, the description is an ultralight aircraft. Can you say drone? A large drone could carry a packet of marijuana like this. Somehow or other, it lost its grip on the marijuana, and it went crashing through the carport roof. So, what does that tell you? I guess these people, well, there's pot everywhere anyway, right? I mean, why is this even news? The only reason this is news is because of the way it's being delivered. It was on a drone, and the drone lost it, and it was in a one of those plastic containers, and that's went through the roof. Otherwise, there'd be no news here, right? Is this going to be the fate of all of us? We're going to be so steeped in interest in what happens just because of drones? It'll change the context of the information that you have every day. I'm going to bet for a while, anyway, till the novelty wears off and come up with something else. Robots. Let's see. Robots delivering your pizza in an Uber car. Is that? That's around the corner, too, I think, isn't it?
Why not?
No, boy. You're not going to need to have drivers in Uber cars. They're going to have self-driving cars or robotic cars. That'll be how it works. You go to your Uber app and you ask for a car. And some robot's going to show up to pick you up. Or maybe nobody's going to show up. The car will show up. And there won't be anybody in it. Woo! All right, we'll get serious in a moment. I said we'd have Dr. Kristen Conti on to try to make heads or tails of this Albuquerque situation. That's next here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Thursday program. Kenny and I have Dr. Kristen Conti with us. He's an award-winning tenured professor at the University of Nevada. He is a licensed professional counselor, certified psychologist, author, professional speaker. So let's focus in, Dr. Conti, on the statement from the police in Albuquerque that a suspect had, in fact, confessed. Apparently, his name is Tony Torres, 32, charged with various counts, being held in lieu of $650,000 cash bail in the Albuquerque jail, picked up as the person of interest, and then charged with the death of Lily Garcia, who was shot in an outrageous road rage case. Police say that this guy, Garcia, or not Garcia, well, yeah, Garcia is the father of this girl, traveling on Interstate 40, attempting to get off the freeway. Torres cut across the traffic and forced Garcia out of the lane. Investigators say Garcia and Torres exchanged words. Torres pulled out a gun and fired at Garcia's truck, hitting this four-year-old girl. And when you see the picture of her, what you're going to think about Mr. Torres is that he should be hung from the nearest post. So what is there about this? How is it psychologically that people get this angry, Dr. Cotty?
Well, first of all, good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's more common than you think. And maybe it doesn't get to the extreme where people are firing guns as frequently. But road rage is extremely common. And I agree that it's scary and people want to know why or how did it get to this point. And one of the things that happens is when we're on the road, when we're driving, and if someone cuts us off, there is a fight or flight fear response that shoots through us.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that turns into something called survival rage. They become so angry and so single-minded that they can't think of anything else but revenge, or that they can use the excuse of I felt threatened.
Well,
I felt like my life.
Isn't it all about them? It becomes they're so self-absorbed that nothing makes any difference to them except what's going on with them. It's like we've raised a whole generation. There's this culture that you've suggested of people who are delusional.
Well, I really think that, you know, people have always been impatient, but we certainly live in a world where people have access to getting information and things whatever they want in a fast food.
I want what I want, and I want it now.
Exactly.
Sort of, yeah.
And so let's say, you know, you're driving down the road and someone does something and you didn't want that to happen. And you've been trained for years to, I want what I want. If I don't get it, I'm going to get angry.
Yeah.
And so fights get heated. And then, you know, my understanding is both drivers were angry. So one driver goes to the extreme.
Well, any of us who drive a great deal, you see this happening all the time. It happened to me yesterday driving down a road. I'm driving in the right-hand lane. Somebody zips across from the left-hand lane right in front of me. It's all about me. I got to be there first. Get out of my way.
Oh, it happened to me 2 days ago, dropping my daughter off at school.
Yeah.
I was letting a bus go, and the woman behind me just kept laying on her horn.
Yeah.
And then when we pulled up and dropped her off, she ended up just sitting there for a while. So it wasn't like she was in that big of a hurry.
Yeah, doesn't
people get really angry?
It's always rewarding when somebody passes me and you meet up with them at the next light and you look, you're right next to them. Well, how much gas did you burn getting there first, pal? That kind
right.
of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, go ahead.
Well, I have a little anecdote, I think, that kind of puts road rage in perspective. There was a king who had this giant stack of gold, and he wanted to display it for the village. So he puts it out there, and he puts 20 of his best soldiers around the gold. And so this thief comes by, and he sees this gold, and he thinks, man, this is awesome. So he just walks right up to it and tries to steal it. But there are 20 guards there, so they just quickly apprehend him. They take him in front of the king, and the king said, man, you're blowing my mind. He said, I don't understand. You didn't see that my 20 soldiers right there, and you still tried to steal my gold? And the thief said, all I saw was the gold.
Uh-huh. There it is.
And that's what happens in road rage. Like, people get so angry, and they say, I need this vengeance
focus now,
and that's all they see.
Yep.
Yes.
Focus, focus, focus. DrChristianCotty.com is the website for Dr. Cotty. Thank you for being here to help us understand this crazy situation. 21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. It's three, I'm gonna feel only
three.
Well, if you've dreamed of winning one of these contests on Good Day, perhaps today is your lucky day. If you have a brain, time to engage it and to be ready to identify what these three songs have in common by dialing 888-302-3684. We're going to put together three songs. You tell us what they all have in common, starting with Johnny Cash. Number one song during this week in 1979, matter of fact. Big country song, number one on the Canadian country charts as well. Johnny performed the song a year later when he guest starred on The Muppet Show. Crank it up, Kara. Probably shouldn't use the titles in these. That'd make it too easy to guess what the connection is, Kenny. You think or not?
I think that people probably already know what the connection is with just this one song.
You think so? All right. Well, let's see how well they perceive your suggestions. 888-302-3684. So the first song is this one by Johnny Cash. Next one is a song by The Police that was big about this time in 1982. Sting says he wrote this song on a Casio keyboard while riding in the back of a pickup truck. He also appeared in a reggae version of this song in the Jim Carrey movie Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. Man, sorry about that. All right, so you got this one, The Police. You want to crank it up a little, Kara? Good drum on this. I like the drums. Usually used by The Police in their tunes. All right, so you got a song by Johnny Cash, one by The Police. Here are the Psychedelic Furs. Thank you. shocked me. Have a band called the Sight of Furs and have them come from England. Big song, big top 40 hit in the late 80s. They had a number of chartbusters in the late 80s, early 90s. The Counting Crows covered this song for Alicia Silverstone in the movie Clueless, 1995. All right, so we got this all together here. It's Johnny Cash, The Police, and the Psychedelic Furs. What do these tunes all have in common? 888-302-3684. Let me work over to Miles, who's in Cody, Wyoming. Miles, you new listener to the program. How are you doing?
Good. Doing good. Getting ready to go hit the pool.
Are you ready? Are you a new listener to the program?
Well, listen to you every morning on the way up. I swim every day at 5:30, so I listen to you guys every morning.
Good. Then you'll know I have a grandson named Miles. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He's 10 months old. I think he's 10 months old today, as a matter of fact. And he's the apple of his grandfather's eye. Quite a character in his own right, and I'm betting you are, too. It's a good name. It's a solid, strong name, I think.
Oh, no, thank you so much.
Awesome.
No,
all right. So what are these songs have in common?
We're ghosts and spirits.
Yes. They are ghosts, songs about ghosts, ghost riders in the sky, spirits in the material world, and the ghost in you. Those are all connected, yes, pretty good for this time of year, too. So you did the heavy lifting, Miles. We'll take good care of you. Hold on just a second. Thanks for calling and being there. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked, there are so many rescues, so many humane societies. People say, Warren, who really deserves my dollars? Who should I donate my money to? What do you recommend? Well, here are some things to take into consideration. When considering making a donation to an animal shelter, I personally prefer ones with a no-kill policy. Any shelter that you're considering should permit you to visit their premises, and if the tax deductibility of your contribution is important, ask to see their IRS status to make sure they are, in fact, a 501c. And don't let slick promotional brochures be your only criterion for selecting an organization. You know, some of the best organizations for humane and animal work around the country are small mom-and-pop organizations. You probably don't know their names. I always recommend, when you make a donation, it's always a good idea to donate to a group locally in your area. They're the ones you know where the money's going to go right to help the local dogs and the local cats. Check them out carefully. Make sure they're tax deductible. Make sure they're IRS registered. And you'll do the right thing. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments.
A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, Jennifer has joined us from deepest, darkest, I don't know. I just said to Jennifer, who's been traveling with her father for 10 days in Czechoslovakia and the regions around Eastern Europe, where are you now? And she said to the driver, where are we now? And the driver said, huh? So, it's nice to have you.
So, let me tell you this, Doug. We're going to change the name of the show to Dobre Den. That means good day.
Really?
Like that. Do we like it?
No.
Yeah. Doug Steffen, Dobre Den.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't say that too loudly. Okay, a couple of things I want to clear up with you before we have a little tour of where you are. How much discussion over there has there been about Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian reviving their marriage vows?
You know, not much about the marriage vows, but they did cover the fact that he was in the hospital. But I saw, just when I had Wi-Fi last night before I went to bed, that they're renewing those vows. I don't think it's a big surprise. She didn't want to sign the divorce papers to begin with.
Really?
And, you know, I don't know.
So
I mean,
he's the one that wanted the divorce? I thought she was the one that wanted the divorce. No, huh?
Well, she wanted the divorce, but she left him because of his drug use. And so I think she felt like she was forced away from him. Mm-hmm. And it took him a long time to sign those papers.
How did he get hooked on drugs? And was cocaine the only thing? That's what did him in when he took all of those sex enhancement pills last week. But how long has he been?
Well, someone said it was a mixture of, like, it was the speedball. So it was heroin and cocaine that was injected. I had read that somewhere.
Terrific.
He's had a long history of drug abuse, and it really ruined his basketball career. Mm-hmm. His dad, actually, is also a user of drugs. So, or I don't know if he still does. Maybe he's a former user. But, you know, with those kind of things, it does run in the family.
Yeah, right. Not going to be very helpful under the circumstances. How much discussion is there over there about Mrs. Clinton testifying and Joe Biden not running? Is that something of interest? What is the headline? I mean, there are a
lot
of...
not. not a peep about Hillary Clinton testifying with Benghazi committee today, but the Joe Biden story was pretty big news. They were covering it on Euronews last night when I went to bed.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I have to admit, I was a little surprised, but I think that Hillary probably did so well in the debates last week that he figured there wasn't a reason to split her votes. But I don't know. I think it's surprising. What do you think?
I think that it's going to be Hillary versus Trump, and I think that if Hillary were smart, she'd ask Joe Biden to be her running mate. I think Joe Biden, we were discovering earlier, it appears that there's no restriction on a vice president running for more than the restriction
again,
on the
though.
President, but there's no restriction on the vice president. So I think
Knows? Maybe that was a deal that he struck with her, and that's why he decided not to run. Maybe that's it.
All right, let's start that rumor
for
me.
Did you know, one thing interesting that I heard here is, and I have not heard this suggested at home, there's probably no truth to it, but had Biden run, I had heard that there was talk that Obama could have been his vice president.
Really?
That event.
Yeah. Well, remember,
and it would be allowed, actually.
There was a suggestion that Bill Clinton would run as vice president with whoever ran against George Bush. I can't. Who was it? Who was the Democrat that ran against George Bush? I don't even remember in 2000.
Al Gore.
Who ran against George Bush?
Al Gore. That was it. Yeah, we turned it around. Yes. And so, under the circumstances, there would have been. Wow. There's also a rumor that Hillary Clinton will have Bill as her vice president. Wow.
So, can you imagine if she got Bill to run as her vice president? That would be an unbeatable ticket. I don't care who the Republicans put up there.
Right.
People love Bill Clinton. That would actually really bolster, I think, Hillary's ticket.
Unless.
But I don't know if she.
Unless.
Uh-oh.
Unless Trump brings his daughter Ivanka into it, and then.
Ah, Ivanka. Did I tell you I was in the home of Ivana Trump?
I did hear that from you the other day. Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah, so they're big Trump fans.
So tell us about the trip, where you are. We've got 3 or 4 minutes here before I have to scoot. Where are you and what's going on, and why would people be excited about what you're doing today?
Well, we're right now driving through I'm in Moravia, which is, again, there's two parts of the Czech Republic, Bohemia and Moravia. I'm in Moravia. Yesterday, just to put in context where we were on the Austrian border yesterday, so south and east in the Czech Republic. And right now I'm in Otrokovice. I'm trying to get all of this right. And we just toured a beautiful garden area, which was done in the style of Versailles.
Wow.
So although there wasn't much blooming, it was incredible. They have the labyrinth, they have all the trees are changing color, and they even had an aviary. They had lots of cool birds, and then they had a rabbit hill. And so they have all these little rabbits living in a hill, and it was the funniest thing because there's a mouse actually living under one of the rabbit cages, must be living off of the rabbit's leftovers. And so I'll post some of those pictures later on my Facebook page, but it was cute. This little mouse is like poking out of the rabbit's cage.
All right. So,
and then last night.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, last night, and then we'll do something else.
Last night we went to these connections of wine caves. I think I told you yesterday that wine production here is a lot different, where wine is stored usually above ground in California and Washington and other winemaking areas. Here in the Czech Republic and Moravia, they do it the old-fashioned way in the cave system. And so we actually toured all these wine caves that are all connected together last night, and that was really, really something. It was so much fun.
Tell your father the Dodgers lost.
I know. We know the Dodgers lost, and we also think that the Cubs lost. Is that true?
They did. Yeah, the Cubs did lose. Yep, the Mets swept the Cubs. Yep, that's the end of that.
Yeah, I guess we're going to be Mets fans now, right?
Yep, well, they swept the series. Let's see. Who is the Kansas City? That's not going to be decided until Friday against the Blue Jays. Yeah, right. All right, so I want to spend a minute or two talking to you about what the people that you've been exposed to are saying about the migrant crisis, because you're in the area of the Balkans, Slovenia, those areas where you are, Croatia is south of where you are, Hungary is the next country to Czechoslovakia. So what's the reigning feeling about all these immigrants coming in there from the Middle East?
Well, it's interesting because last week when we were traveling, I was with a tour group and I was kind of chatting with them a little bit. And our tour group who lives here in the Czech Republic, our tour leader, Martin, was just over the moon upset about the Syrian refugees coming into the Czech Republic. And I said, well, how many are you getting? And he told me 1,500. Yeah. Now, 1,500 sounds pretty good to us, I think, when
we
considering
get 1,500
that we'll have 100. Yeah, exactly. We're going to have over 100,000 by the end of next year.
Yeah.
And what's going on is that the Czechs really are into assimilation, and they're really worried that these Syrians are going to come here and that they're not going to assimilate, that they're going to follow their own Sharia law, that they're going to not fit in with the traditions and with the laws of the country. And that's a really big concern. So even 1,500 people doesn't sound like a lot to us. To them, they don't really want them. I mean, they're like very sympathetic to the cause, but at the same time, you know, nobody, they want to make sure that everybody comes to adjust. And it's weird because as soon as he said assimilate, I thought that's kind of become a dirty word in America. Everybody says, oh, you get to keep your culture, you get to keep all of this here in the Czech Republic. And I would guess in most of Europe, assimilation is really important.
Are you in the front seat, your father's in the back seat?
I'm in the back seat with my father. You want to talk to him?
No, I just heard him talk about the people coming into Croatia that are from the Middle East running 7-Elevens. I think that's what I heard him.
You did just hear him say 7-Elevens. You did. Use the joke. He said, use the joke.
Yeah, right. I'll use the joke. I'll save it for later. All right, so when are you actually back here?
We leave on Monday. So we are going to be in Moravia for 2 more days, back to Prague, and then we come home.
Yeah, all right. You better get your butt back here so we can get you back on the air in the studio. All right.
You got it. Well, I miss you guys, and these little call-in reports are fun. I like it. Yeah,
all right, so we'll do another one tomorrow. All right,
sounds good.
Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, and her dad, Michael, connected in my business world. Michael has been my friend for a long time. That's how I met Jennifer. She's been on this program now. Kenny, does it seem possible? It's 8 years. Since 8 years, Jennifer has been on this program.
9 years.
9 years.
Wow.
I didn't know you were still there. Yeah. 9 years.
Nine
good
and
Lord.
A half, and I'm still listening to you.
Yeah, perfect. All right, kiddo, I'll talk to you later. Have fun. She's still listening to me. She's still taking nourishment from all different corners of the world. All right, so now it's 43 after the hour, and up next, if the schedule is correct, is the television report for the day. A lot of news. What has happened? The suggestion yesterday that Chris Rock was in talks to host the Oscars. Did that work or not? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
This multi-view report is brought to you by Enteromedics. Trying to lose weight through diet and exercise alone is often an exercise in futility. Experts say that's because the body's natural response is to gain more weight with each loss and regain cycle. Now, a device for weight loss, the first approved by the FDA in more than a decade, is helping select people suffering from obesity with a body mass index of between 35 and 45 get control of the complex disease. V-block therapy targets your source of hunger, so losing weight does not require you to change the foods you eat. It does not prevent nutrient absorption or alter your anatomy, giving V-block a strong safety record and low rate of serious related adverse effects. Erica Roy is a V-block patient.
What is amazing to me about this device is that it doesn't just affect me physically. It works on helping me address my relationship with food.
For additional information and full safety information, visit www.vblock.com/risk or call 1-800-MY-VBLOCK. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000. There was
50 Chris Rock in the news, the television news. He is, in fact, going to host ABC's Oscar broadcast next year, the 88th Annual Academy Awards, February the 28th at the Dolby Theater in L.A. 42 million viewers tuned in when Rock hosted the 77th Academy Awards in 2005. That's about 5 million more than tuned into the event last year. He's got 4 Emmys for his comedy series. He's a pretty smart character, and I like him. I think that'll be a good thing. Don't you think he'd be good at this again?
Oh, yeah. He was funny.
Anne Heche has been tapped to guest star on Quantico. She most recently has been in Dig, which was a USA show, plays a former FBI agent and medical examiner named Susan Langdon, according to TV Line and TVGuide.com. So if that means anything to you. Is Quantico a good show? It's on Sunday nights at 10 on ABC. I haven't seen it. Kenny, have you?
I have not seen it. I've heard mixed things about it.
Yeah, mixed things. Oh, that's okay. So maybe they need a little star power. Vincent D'Onofrio is going to play the Wizard of Oz as a bad guy in the series that's going to appear on NBC. I would think that would be good. He's a good bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He's a very good bad guy.
Comes across in a number of... I can see him... I think that's a good mix. I think it's a good play for him. Laverne Cox is going to play Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror... say it again, Doug.
That's interesting.
Horror Picture Show TV remake. What is she best known for? She was in Orange is the New Black, right?
Yeah, that's probably what she's best known for.
Yeah. Dr. Frankenfurter, played by Tim Curry, if I remember correctly, in the original, right? That was weird enough.
Right.
The Gilmore Girls back. Netflix says they're going to put the series on their service. So is that the old ones or new ones? This goes back. Warner Brothers had them on in 2000. I remember that. And they've been on since then. They were on the CW in 2006.
So this is going to be new episodes.
New episodes. Same stars, basically?
Yep.
Really?
Well, they're working on getting everybody back together. But everyone has said they wanted to do it. So it's just a matter of signing.
Mm-hmm. Mythbusters on Discovery is going away after 14 seasons. You ever watch that?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. Not really my thing.
They have 25,000 hours of filming and 248 episodes.
Wow.
Let's see here. The original cast members left before the 10th season began, so maybe that's why it hasn't made it. Right? I mean, you get associated. Like if if Kiefer Sutherland isn't in 24 and it goes back, I don't see how that's going to survive. I think Jack is 24. He's the franchise. So what do you do if you don't have him? The Republican debate set for, next week? I think it's next week on CNBC.
Yeah, I think it's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, right. You're going to have the 10 people. Who's the one who's not going to be on? Jim Gilmore of Virginia doesn't make the cut into the main stage, and the other secondary guys are still there. Who knows why? But it's 8 o'clock next Wednesday on CNBC.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, it's the Money Pit theme song. Don't you just love it? And it puts you right in the mood to perhaps go outside and get upset.
It's upset.
Tommy the K, Tom Kreifer, who is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti, the famed, the fantastic, the money-minting, Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Tommy makes helps you make your home better. So if you're interested in our help, our services, we have some interesting news about toxins in your home, among other things. You have allergy fall stuff for preparing your home for winter, all that good stuff, as part of our conversation coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
All right, Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host, as I said, of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. There are those of us who have allergies in the fall, and I was thinking that mine have been caused by being on the farm, the ragweed, doing haying at this time of the year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But somebody suggested that I look for hidden toxins in my home that could cause these allergies and even maybe arthritis or pneumonia, cancer. Good God. This sounds a little drastic to me, but what do you...
These are kind of questions for Dr. Ken.
But. Yeah.
All right, well, the one thing that you need to think about as we start to close our homes in is simply mold inside the house, Doug, and it may not be that obvious. You know, I've seen homes that were pretty sick homes that had mold that was probably not really visible to the average person because mm-hmm. the mold was, you know, stuck to the walls. It was a white mold. It was somewhat hard to spot. But, you know, generally, when you need to control humidity very carefully inside a house, especially this time of year. You need to, of course, deal with leaks that happen. You need to thoroughly clean. You need to properly ventilate. Mold can really form anywhere, and if the conditions are just right, it could contribute to respiratory issues. As could dust mites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dust mites are also a big issue. I can't tell you how many times I get calls from folks that have carpet in damp areas like basements. I mean, that is just a dust mite farm to do stuff like that. You need to be really careful with those conditions because they will sneak up on you.
So you shouldn't have carpeting in your basement. Is that what you're suggesting?
Never, never, never have carpeting in your basement.
Never. I have it.
If you want to have some carpet in your basement, you know, use a finished floor like a laminate floor or an engineered hardwood floor and then put area rugs down. But don't put wall-to-wall carpet that's pretty much in direct contact with that floor because the floor is going to always be moist. The concrete floor will always be moist and damp. It's always going to have the same sort of average level of soil moisture in it, and that will pull up and make the conditions just perfect. I mean, think about it. You got moisture. You got plenty of organic food source in there because you have dust and all this organic material. It's a farm for mold, and dust mites just love that kind of conditions as well.
Yeah, I'm just wondering now that you mentioned that, how I have my gym in the basement, and in order to make the stuff sort of fit and not be on the concrete, I put some pieces of wall-to-wall carpet down there. It's not really wall-to-wall,
right?
But it's the stuff I would never have in my home.
Right.
I'm wondering what kind of yucca bungas might be in that.
Yeah, probably a good idea if it's just remnants to pull those out. Put something decent down there. You know, throw down some inexpensive laminate floor or something of that nature. It's a floating floor. It just locks together and sits right on top of the concrete.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you want something soft for your feet, you know, put a small area rug down.
An area. I always love that terminology, an area rug. Where did that come from, you know?
How did I don't know.
An area.
Just because I need a rug to cover that area. Okay, I'll make you one.
Right. An area rug. And now we know the rest of the story, boys and girls. Tom Kreidler, check out the moneypit.com. It's not me, it's moneypit.com. Or call and ask him a question. 888-666-39.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.